Tile, 3302 West 6th in Emporia, to get your home ready for the holidays.
KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is 8:17. We've got sunshine, 45 degrees, wind chill is 38. Expect a lot of sunshine here today and 59. Doesn't look like we'll see a lot of sunshine tomorrow because we'll get more rainfall chances and a high of 67 degrees. We've been focusing a lot on the Emporia All Veterans activities that are taking place here starting last week and in earnest, rolling through this upcoming weekend. But Bushong is going to be busy Saturday as well with its Home of the Brave celebration. And longtime organizer Diane Bednar-Smith is now joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line as we speak.
Diane, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Diane.
Good morning, guys. I'm good.
Good. So how excited are you for the Home of the Brave celebration coming up on Saturday?
I'm really excited.
What has you really pleased about either the event or the different activities that are going to be part of the event here coming up on Saturday?
Well, we just each year gets better and better, and we have fun reenacting. So it's really fun to do.
And speaking of that, you have what? Talk about that reenactment, because you have, I think, a couple of different runs of that coming Saturday.
They start at, 10:30 we have the first one, and 2:45 is the second one.
So what will be reenacted, Diane?
I can never say it. The Battle of something.
I'm thinking, is it the Bocage? I think
it starts with
called?
A B. Yeah, is that how you say it? I don't know how to say it.
Right. I'll just roll with that. So
that is perfect.
Okay. Go ahead.
We have, of course, Robert Cunningham always helps us put it on. He's on our board, and he helps get it started. He's the main guy on it.
Okay. What else do you have coming up?
And then we have the 35th Infantry Division, the 11th SS Division, the 2nd Prisoner Division, and the 635th Armored National Guard, and the Company A, 8th Kansas Volunteer Infantry. Lee Mueller will be singing.
Okay.
Who will be singing?
Lee Mueller.
Okay. All right. Yeah. He's
singing in between there after lunch. Or
yeah, really good. It's the 4th annual Home of the Brave celebration, Bushong, this coming Saturday, November the 12th. And it's from 9 until 4. You mentioned the reenactments, Diane, but you have much more going on, too, don't you?
Yeah, we have raffles and 50-50. And I give away every event, I give away a flag, crochet flag blanket to a veteran. And then we have two wooden stars that Ray Page made, and we have a beautiful quilt, two pillows, and two pillowcases that Sandra Buckby made for us. And then we have 48 towels she's made to give away to veterans that come.
Boy, it sounds like there's a lot of activities, and really a lot of thought that goes into these different activities and has for the last few years.
Well, let's talk about go ahead, Diane.
And then we have our meal for vets eat free, and then free will for everybody else.
All right. And let's talk about where the proceeds go, Diane.
It's going to our 10 Killed in Action Veterans Wall.
Talk about that process there, Diane, and kind of where things are standing right now with the memorial itself, because we haven't had a chance to talk with you about that recently.
The memorial is done, basically, and we just put a donation box up yesterday, but we've mainly been working on the wall. My husband and I are mortaring the wall, rebuilding the wall around the window, and the window is all done, and it was done by Jeff Tennant in Kansas City. And it has all the boys that died pictures in it. And he did a wonderful job of it.
So you've come a long way. I'll tell you what, you've done a wonderful job with the memorial and the wall. Let's talk about the museum. Is that still in the offering here, Diane?
It still is. Yeah, me and my husband are planning on working that. We got to get the wall done first, and then we're moving over there. And hopefully we can get a lot done this summer, next summer.
Good deal. What else is, I guess, left for you then to close out the process here? Because this has obviously been a labor of love for you and your husband and a lot of others, folks that have been interested in and helped you guys out.
That's our plans right now. We've got more property. We got the property in between the memorial and the bank and the wall. So we've got all that corner there now, so that's exciting.
Good deal. All right. Well, Diane, let's really quickly go through the highlights of the big Home of the Brave celebration taking place in Bushong on Saturday, start to finish.
9 to 4 it starts. We have the battle is at 10:30 and 2:45. Lunch will be at noon, and then we'll have our raffles and all that.
Kids games, too, and much more. Music, great entertainment, all a part of Home of the Brave, the Home of the Brave celebration in Bushong this coming Saturday from 9 until 4. Diane, keep up the great work. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you guys.
All right, that's Diane Bednar-Smith as we preview the Home of the Brave celebration taking place in Bushong Saturday, really helping to culminate what's been a huge already Veterans Tribute Activity Week period here in Emporia, but expanding that to North Lyon County on Saturday. Want to let you know that here before the hour is out, and really before the next half hour is done, we'll have another veterans-related activity. It's the preview of the Honor Veterans Blood Drive, which is getting underway here shortly at the American Legion Post 5. We'll be talking about that here in just a minute. The Newsmaker 3 will be at 8:40. It's talking about the SOS holiday.